You're about to meet two people who were never expected to go to university, but they've done it thanks to the Centre for Disability Studies, a not-for-profit organisation based at Sydney University. The centre's Uni to Beyond program is one of only two in Australia that gives people with intellectual disabilities the opportunity to experience university life, and it's now a finalist in the Shaping Australia Awards run by Universities Australia. Marianne O'Donovan is the CEO of the Centre for Disability Studies. Bruce O'Brien is about to head back to uni, I understand, and one of the program's graduates, Benny Dominish, are all here to have a chat to you about this wonderful program. Good afternoon to all of you. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Marianne, first of all, can you give us an idea of how the Uni to Beyond program works?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. It's a two-year program where students with intellectual disability can audit subjects. So they go in, participate in class, they don't take assessment, but they are matched with a mentor. And that mentor supports their participation and also their learning, also helps them with their social engagement on campus, because as we know, the social side is a really important part of your college experience. And students choose up to two subjects a semester from all full range. I mean, you'd be amazed at the subjects that some of the students have picked, and it wouldn't be for me at all. But I mean, it's just amazing that they have that choice and that they can have that experience. So after the 2 years, then they have an end of semester presentation. And and then the beyond is, I suppose, Bruce and Benny can tell you about what happens after that.
Now, Bruce, what did you decide you wanted to study?
I wanted to study maths and engineering.
Maths and engineering. And are you still at uni or have you graduated now?
No, I'm still there.
Oh, so you got your back this year?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I am.
What do you enjoy about it?
Meeting people and socialising.
What sort of socialising do you do? Just hang out? At the uni bar or seeing bands? It's a long time since I was in university. I don't know whether that still happens.
Oh, we socialise during lunchtime and that.
Yeah. And how are the lectures?
The lectures are quite interesting.
Don't fall asleep in them at all?
Mm.
Can't say too much because the boss is here. It's okay. Secret safe with me.
You like the tutorials, don't you, Bruce?
Yeah,
the tutorial's a bit better, a bit smaller. I do remember being in a late modern European history lecture and may have fallen asleep and had chalk thrown at me by the lecturer at the time. But that was back in the 80s. I don't do that sort of thing anymore. And Benny, you've graduated.
Yes, I have.
What did you study?
I studied creative arts education for kids 1 and 2. I also did introduction to music and also introduction to diversity.
Right, and so that was 2 years that you spent, because you've graduated now, haven't you?
Yes.
And what did you enjoy about the program?
What I enjoyed mostly about the program was just being around uni. I mean, before that I was, I did about 8 different TAFE subjects, and I was extremely bored of going to TAFE, so I really wanted to do something that I never thought I would be able to do. So I ended up, end up deciding to join with CDS in the Uni to Beyond program and enjoyed myself while I was studying. So,
and Marianne, did Benny and Bruce have to apply for it, or how were students selected?
Yeah, so we have a limited number of places each year because we really focus on being person-centred and building supports around the individual. And because there's such a free range of choices of subjects, logistically we need to manage how we can support people across the campus. So people will send in an application, there'll be an interview, and from that then it is a place. So we have 10 places each year. And it's quite a diverse group, and it's been running now since 2012.
And it's people of all ages?
All ages. Well, from 18 plus, like any student. But, yeah, there's no upper limit on that. But, yeah, it starts at 18.
Yeah.
But we would encourage people to start planning from an earlier age. So we think planning from high school, 13, 14, thinking about what might be possible after high school is really important, and to start that planning and to, come and talk to us as well about what we do and what is possible.
And so, Bruce, when you finish this year, what are you hoping to do?
I wanted, when I was at school and wanted to actually be a maths teacher.
And so are you going to try and go in that direction?
Thinking about it.
And is that something that graduates of this program potentially would be able to do?
Something that we'd love to see is a pathway into a degree program. So at the moment, because it's auditing, the students don't get an official qualification, but we're really keen to look at what that pathway would be. I think Bruce would be an ideal candidate for something like that. So there's a lot of work we have to do to get there. If you look around the world, in Ireland, in the States, there's lots of different types of programs where students do get qualifications. So it's possible. I think there's great desire for more from people with intellectual disability and their families.
Because this is only one of two of these programs in Australia. Why don't we have more?
Yeah, it's a real anomaly. Like, we have the Flinders program and the University of Sydney program, and we work quite collaboratively together to advocate for more. I think there isn't really, there's no policy, there's no specific funding for this, and potentially just historically low expectation of what people with intellectual disability can achieve and what spaces they should be in. But university is for everybody if they want to, and to have that open up social networks and just different way of thinking and just different opportunities. So we believe more universities should be doing it. We'd love to see some government support for that. Benny has come to advocate with the ministers and in Canberra. And so we do a big bit of advocacy as well. So there's definitely appetite and there's definitely capacity for more.
So, Benny, when you go and have meetings with politicians and you talk about the program, what do you tell them?
I honestly just tell them, you know, give us a chance, because we are one of the only two in all of Australia. And I definitely make sure that I do a bit of advocacy work as an alumni student under the program as well, because I personally really wanted to succeed.
Well, it sounds like it. If you'd done like 8 different TAFE courses and then you went into this program, you've got an appetite to study. Is it, what doors has it opened for you since you finished?
I mean, I've just recently, last year, I started working for CDS, which was definitely an unexpected thing that happened, but definitely a beautiful thing that did happen in the end.
So you're a superstar alumni because the Centre for Disability Studies just wanted to keep you and not let you go, by the sounds.
I mean, well, they totally can't hold me hostage on that one, but, you know, I honestly love working there because I worked in hospitality for 7 years, and when I started working for CDS, they put whole team into all different perspectives, because with CDS they're more than a team, we're technically a family. So that's how I see it.
And I understand, Marianne, in 2023 you had to press pause on the program. What happened?
We did, because we don't have any core funding as an organisation, but also specifically for the program, it was getting difficult to, you know, cobble together all of the money to keep it running and to do it to high quality and in a person-centred way. So we paused it to kind of reassess what we were doing, and to make a plan for how can we be sustainable. We were very lucky in that time to meet a donor, a philanthropic donor, who agreed to give us funding for 3 years to get back up and running. And it's made such a huge difference to just to have that little bit of core funding come in every year. And I think that will be one of the challenges for other universities as well, is ensuring that there is funding and that it is sustainable. Because we had, you know, a little bit of money from grants, a little bit of money from NDIS, but none of it was really meeting the full cost of the programme. But we've, a wonderful team in place now. We've just got another donation from a different donor to develop an internship pathway. So we'll be developing that over the next 2.5 years. And also part of that will be working with other universities and trying to support more of this work to happen.
And Benny, I know the students get a lot out of it, but what do you see other people on campus get out of it?
Well, for the mentors that I've had, and also the mentors that I've met, they definitely get to experience another side of uni that they never would expect, in my opinion. I mean, everyone has their own story, but when it comes to the Uni to Be Young program, it's a whole whole different thing, because one, a lot of people don't know about it, and two, just one of those unique yet mysterious programs that are literally out there, and yet a lot of people need to come to the right place to find it. So,
Bruce, when are you back at uni? Is it next week or the week after? A bit, not quite sure when uni starts.
It's the 24th of February, isn't
it? 24th, yeah.
What are you looking forward to doing most when you get back?
Get back into the classes and that, and studying and that.
You're one of those very conscientious students, aren't you?
Yeah.
I used to look forward to going back and seeing everyone, not so much the classes. Very bad. I was a bad student. P meant degree for me. That was it. But it sounds like you guys are overachievers.
Very dedicated.
Congratulations, yeah. And good luck in these awards. I know the winners are going to be announced in February at some point. So
fingers crossed. Yeah,
fingers crossed for all of you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Chris.
And enjoy going back to uni, Bruce.
Okay.
That is Mary-Anne O'Donovan. She's the CEO of the Centre for Disability Studies based at the University of Sydney. Benny Dominish, who's a graduate of the program, and Bruce O'Brien, who's about to head into his second year at university. And I'll keep you posted on how this amazing program, the Uni to Be On program, goes in the Shaping Australia Awards. Judging's underway now. The winner's going to be announced in February.